Good morning. Welcome to church. A special welcome to those who are visiting us today or listening online. And happy Father's Day to all dads and grandfathers and men who are caregivers. My name is Simon. Helping me in today's service are our musicians, Sam, Rosemary, and... Sorry, where are you? I've lost my place. And Junglin. Sorry, how could I forget that? Reading us to us from the Bible is another Simon. And leading us in prayer is Fiona, and Trevor will bring us our Bible teaching. We here at Abbotsford Anglican Church are a group of local people of all ages and backgrounds who have come to find meaning and purpose for life by living life's God's way, according to His Word, the Bible. We invite you to know God with us. Trevor, could you give us a quick insight, please?
Well, Simon, thank you for that. Today we're asking the question, well, what is Jesus actually asking us to pray when he asks us, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us? And so we're thinking about that little verse and unpacking it as best we can in all its fullness, like we've been doing with the rest of the little sermon series on the Lord's Supper. Well, what are we actually praying for? Forgive us our sins. And how do we do that kind of thing? Yep. Thanks.
Thank you. Yep. Thoroughly looking forward to it. Our sentence of scripture. Oh, sorry. Our mission focus for September is InterServe. Our focus on Ministry of Anglicare is on Anglican police chaplains. Our scripture of sentence today comes from Psalm 32, verse 1. Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Please stand and let us sing our first song, O Holy, Only a Holy God.
Who else commands all the hosts of heaven?
please take a moment to greet people near you. The young people may now leave us for Kids Church. Remind ourselves from 1 John chapter 1 verses 8 and 9. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. The Bible tells us not to hide our sins from God, our Heavenly Father, but to confess them with a repentant and obedient heart so that we may be forgiven through his boundless goodness and mercy. We ought to admit our sins to God at all times, and especially when we come together like this, to give thanks for the benefits we have received from him, to offer the praise that is due to him, to hear his holy word, and to ask him to supply whatever we need. So let us approach the throne of our gracious God with a true heart in full assurance of faith and pray together. Merciful Father, we have strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the schemes and desires of our own hearts and have broken your holy laws. We have left undone what we ought to have done, and we have done what we ought not to have done. Yet, good Lord, have mercy on us. Restore those who repent, according to the promises declared to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant, merciful Father, for his sake, that from now on we may live godly and obedient lives to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God and loving Heavenly Father, we rejoice that you pardon and forgive those who truly repent and sincerely believe your holy gospel. Grant us true repentance of your Holy Spirit, that we may live godly, righteous, and holy lives, and finally come to your eternal glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. As we prepare to hear from God's word, the Bible reading comes to us this morning from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 14. You can find it on page 1184 of your pew Bibles, on the screen, or printed in your news and notes. As Simon comes up to read, let me pray. Thank you, Father, for making yourself known to us and showing us the way of salvation through faith in your Son. Teach us through your word to equip us for every good work, for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Morning, everyone. Today's Bible reading is Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 14. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks, Simon. Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to church. It's lovely to see you all. Please stay for morning tea afterwards and continue the fellowship and chat together. Let me pray. Gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that you speak to us through your word, the Bible, and as your spirit guides us into truth, applying it to our lives and what to do. Gracious and Heavenly Father, help me to teach your word correctly. May we experience your spirit guiding us into truth and applying it to our lives. May we be inspired and motivated and moved, and grant us the grace to put into practice the things that we hear today and every day from your word. And we ask it in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Well, do you have a favourite Bible verse or Bible passage? If you do, what is it? Some of you might like to just call out what your favourite verse is or Bible passage is. Manette, yep.
Psalm 46, verse 10.
Be still and know that I am God. Thanks, Manette. Any others? Brian? I will never leave you nor forsake you, said the Lord Jesus. One more? Any others? That's okay. We can do that over morning tea. We can sort of share with each other what our favourite verse is or what our favourite Bible passage is today. Well, these verses that Simon just read out to us from Colossians chapter 3, verses 9 and 12 to 14 in particular, I would have to say would be up there with my most favourite verses. I'll read them out to you again. If you've got them there in front of you, you can follow along with me. Verse 9, you have taken off your old self with its practices and put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. And verses 12 to 14, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? Holy and dearly loved, chosen people. Because of that, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another, just as if any of you has any grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord has forgiven you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Yep, this would have to be one of my favourite little passages and verses in the Bible with countless others. My favourite verses and passages for a reason. It's because it reminds me of what I once was and what you once were and what have we become now. That's why I like it. It's because it reminds me of what I once was, but what I've now become and what I am to be. My old selfish self has been taken off and the new Trevor has been put on, that God is renewing every day to be more and more like him. Holy, dearly loved, compassionate, kind, humble, gentle, and patient. bearing with others and forgiving of others as and in the same way, knowing the Lord has forgiven me. Now you might be thinking, and rightly so, as I'm sure Rosemary is, as I certainly am, Trevor, there is still a lot of renewing God has to do in me. But there's a Colin Buchanan song that goes, and some of you might know it, it's a lovely little song, and it goes like this. Little by little, every day, little by little, in every way, Jesus is changing me. He's changing me. Since I made that turnabout face, I've been growing in his grace. Jesus is changing me. He's changing me, my Lord and Saviour. I'm not the same person that I used to be. Oh, it's been slow going, but still I'm growing. And one day, perfect, I will be. Lovely little song, isn't it? Great little song. And now I've heard some people put their favourite verses on the bathroom mirror. Do you do that? Do you put your favourite verse on the bathroom mirror? To do it in a way to remind you every morning when they look at themselves in the mirror, there is their favourite verse to remind them. And so these verses from Colossians may be a good choice to actually do with them. Put them on the mirror, inside the, in the bathroom mirror. When we reach into the cabinet for the Keep Me Looking Young cream, you know, to realise that God is changing us each day. You've taken off your old self with its practices and you've put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its Creator. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord has forgiven you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. It's these verses, I take it, that we need to take to heart and set our mind on doing when we come to the verse in the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. I want to answer three questions this morning with these verses in mind. What is forgiveness? Why forgive? And how do we forgive? But first, what's sin? Let's look at that for a start. What's sin? What's Jesus referring to here in the prayer? He's referring to disobeying God, rebelling against how God has told us to live life. It's referring to our attitude towards him, of rebelling, a nature as such, how we treat other people, ourselves, be it passively or actively, unintentionally, accidentally, or deliberately. Sin is such. Sin is in our nature. Selfishness is always there. As we reminded earlier in the service, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. 1 John 1 verse 8. All have sinned, Romans 3, 23. Its origin and permeation down through the generations stems from the first man and woman doubting God at his word and taking life and how to live it into their own hands, Genesis chapter 3. But right there at the very beginning, God mitigated, atoned for their sin. It meant the death of another. In their case, in this symbolic way, an animal whose blood was shed, in whose skin then they had to be clothed and covered of their shame and their nakedness. For us, we know that our sin has been forgiven. That when we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, but also for the sins of the whole world. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. If we confess our sins, 1 John 1, verse 9, He, God, is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. As far as the east is from the west, and that's an infinite line, so far has God removed and will remove our transgressions, our sin from us. God forgives. And we know that our forgiveness came at a cost, the death of his own son on the cross. His blood was shed for us, and we now are clothed in his righteousness. God demonstrates his own love for us in this, in that while we were still sinners, God's enemies, Christ died for us. Romans 5 verse 8. Sin, what is it? Sin separates us from peace with God. It separates us from peace with each other, relationships, the family, and within ourselves. And we could equally say, and can, with nature, the world we live in, and for the Christian, within the family of the church we belong to. For reconciliation and the knowledge and comfort of it, Jesus tells us to pray. Forgive us our sins. What is forgiveness? Well, forgiveness is more than saying sorry, though it may be what is being asked for when we come to God or someone comes to us or we to them. It's something we are to be willing to give and to give when asked for, and to humbly seek from others when we have sinned against them. I think there's no better example and guidance of forgiveness than the story of the father and his prodigal son. Remember it? Know it? And what a good story to be reminded of on Father's Day. There you recall the son wishes his father dead. He takes off with his inheritance, squanders it all on wild and worldly living and prostitutes. But when all is gone and he finds no one willing to help, he comes to his senses. He repents. He comes to his senses. And he returns to his father in repentance and in faith in the goodness of his father, undeserved for him as it ought, and in his father finds a welcoming embrace, forgiveness, and a restored relationship. But you may be saying, but Trevor, that is how God has forgiven us. And you'd be right. Surely we are not expected to forgive others like that. What does the Lord teach us to pray? Father, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. And what does Jesus say to his disciples after saying this? And if you have your Bible open there at Matthew chapter 6, look there at verse 14 and 15. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. But Trevor, what if my spouse is unfaithful? What if someone scams me of all my life savings? What if someone hurts me, rapes me, says false things about me? Do I just forgive them? No. Remember, we are to forgive as God has forgiven us. God is not just willy-nilly forgiven you and me without us asking for it. We asked for it in humble repentance and true sorrow, didn't we? But when we did, undeserving as we were, and at great cost personally to God, remember, he forgave. We're to pray that God grants you the grace to do the same when someone comes to you. And if they have not yet, and it seems they will never, to be willing to forgive when the time comes for them to be in need, come to their senses and ask for it. Pray that God grants to you never to use that waiting or that unwillingness for them to come and ask for forgiveness as an excuse to never forgive or never willing to forgive. And remember too, you may have unforgiven sin against another. They may have reminded you, and they're waiting for you to say sorry, to ask for forgiveness, to admit your wrong and forgive you and seek reconciliation. Maybe they don't want to forgive you. That's no excuse, however, for you to not ask for it and to go to them. Sin separates us from peace with God and from peace with each other, relationships, the family, and within ourselves, with nature, with the world we live in, and for the Christian, within the family of the church we belong to. For reconciliation and the knowledge and comfort of it, Jesus tells us to pray, forgive us our sins, and to forgive as we forgive those who sin against us. There lies what forgiveness is, why forgive, and how we are to forgive. Mindful of the Bible reading that's been brought to us this morning. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord has forgiven you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. You have taken off your old self with its practices, and you've put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its Creator. Bear with each other. Forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord has forgiven you. Finally, our God is not slow to forgiveness. I would hope that that would truly make you and I very, very thankful. He wants to forgive, like the Father in the story. He waits patiently, watching for us to return and ask for it. And he has. And he's forgiven you. And he loves you. And you're with him. And that nothing will ever separate you from his love for you. He knows all things and he loves you. Rest in that knowledge of being loved and chosen and holy in him, clothed in Christ. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we're also saying to God, God, we know who you are, and we know what you are, and we know what you desire, and we know what you want to do. You are God who desires and wants to give. You desire and want to give forgiveness. You are forgiving. And for this we are truly grateful and praise you, our Heavenly Father. Hallowed be your name, we pray. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive. Be what you are, God. Do what you do. Give what you desire and want to give. Forgive. And do so through us. Do so through us when we forgive. Father, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Let me pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, praise your holy name. Grant us such grace so as to be the new creation that you have made us and making us more and more like your Son, Jesus. Chosen and dearly loved at great cost to you in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Father, set our hearts and minds on things above, not on earthly things, so that we do that which is pleasing in your sight and pleases you always and brings reconciliation and peace with you, others, and within ourselves. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. For the glory and honor of your holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Trevor. Very powerful and challenging lessons we've learned. Please join me in saying Psalm 32, verses 1 to 5 together. Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy on me. My strength was sapped, as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Please stand, let us sing. We are one. please remain standing as we say together what we believe. What do you believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. A prayer that our lives may reflect our faith. God of power and mercy, only with your help can we offer you fitting service and praise. May we live the faith we profess and trust your promise of eternal life. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. Loving Father, we pray for different parts of your world. Please have mercy on Taiwan and China with the super typhoon. We pray, Lord, for Germany, that they would grow to love and welcome lots of refugees. We pray that you would protect extremists from repeating history in that country. For Ukraine and Russia, we pray for an unexpected positive turn of events, that good would triumph over evil. We pray for your comfort and hope for widows and orphans. And for all world leaders, we pray that your truth would prevail and that leaders would humbly serve, not arrogantly squash people. Please have mercy on your world, Lord, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for Jessica and Shine and the ways that they are serving you. We pray for wisdom and breakthrough discussions for Shine and other leaders at the InterServe Regional Forum. We give thanks that Jessica has the opportunity soon to speak at a Thailand OMF Women's Retreat. We long that this would be a deep spiritual refreshment for the women who attend, and that the blessing would flow to others around them. Father, please renew their visas, their whole family's visas. And we also pray for HR to resolve ongoing passport and visa issues. We give thanks also for Thomas coming for a gap year, designing and distributing mobility aids, and pray that he wouldn't just be focused on the physical activity, but that he would grow in his love for you and see you working in many different ways. Finally, we pray for safety and wisdom for Oswin, who's now got a motorbike license. Please also calm his mother's fears, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father, for our Anglicare police chaplains. Please enable them to listen well. May they have the wisdom of Solomon as they support their colleagues. We long that they would have good self-care and boundaries. And thank you for the way they do serve behind the scenes. We raise them up to you in Jesus' name. Amen. For our local government, we give thanks, Lord, for Angelo and Stephanie. May they be people serving, not self-serving. May they have good, clear communication. May they maintain a good work-life balance and know Jesus and the deep life that only he offers. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Finally, our great Heavenly Father, thank you for all fathers in this world and for ways that you use them to lovingly guide others to Jesus. May they seek and know you in new ways this year. May they not conform to the ways of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of their minds, that they may prove your good and perfect will. May each dad know the freedom that only comes by living for Jesus. Help them model your priorities to their children and grandchildren. Fill them with your spirit and have them grow in humility and love. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Be exalted, Lord, above the heavens. Let your glory cover the earth. Keep our nation under your care and guide us in justice and truth. Let your ways be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Send out your light and truth that we may tell of your saving works. Hear our prayers, O Lord, for we put our trust in you. Amen.
First on my list, something very special is coming up. Rosemary, would you like to go through it with us?
Ladies, our high tea is on September the 23rd at 2:30 p.m. And we'll be welcoming Naomi Reid as she comes and speaks to us that day. So please put that in your diaries. You've had some notice previously. So put it in your diaries. Think of somebody you'd like to invite along with you. It will be a great afternoon of encouragement. So if you've got nieces or mothers or daughters or granddaughters that you would like to invite, a friend, a neighbour, please think about them, pray, and the invitations are up on the back table. Grab one and a couple of extras if you want them, and please invite those that come along. If you know that you're coming, pop your name down as well, and it will be a great time. And just a reminder, there's a quick meeting for a few of us after church for planning for that. And I'm just going to add something else into notices. Yesterday we had, yesterday we had a Father's Day play group where we invited all the dads and granddads of our children at play group along for a special Father's Day thing. We had it out here in the playground. And it was just awesome. We had such a lovely time with all these dads. We had some fantastic conversations about God, and we read a Bible story, we prayed, we did all that sort of stuff with them, and they saw what their children and grandchildren are doing at playgroup on a Wednesday, and it was really encouraging. So can I please ask you to pray for those families at playgroup who are very open to the Word of God and to those conversations about God, and as we take those opportunities and they develop. It was a very encouraging day, and Trevor and I were just quite overwhelmed, and Janice will also tell you all about it because she was there, and it was great, wasn't it? It was really good, fantastic day. So please pray for those families because we've been able to have some really great conversations. So yeah, thank you.
Fiona, come on up. Now, Fiona, you're involved with Kairos, is that right? Do you want to tell us a little bit about what Kairos Ministry is, all right, and how you're involved in that, all right?
Kairos is a Christian ministry run by lay people to support people in prison and also those affected by people in prison. So there's two different branches, in the jail itself and those who are out of the jail who know people in prison.
So what does that involve you and others involved with Kairos actually doing? I mean, obviously praying and preparing to, you know, what?
So we have, for either of those, four formation days first. So the team really becomes very united, understanding their roles, and it's we had a training day yesterday. We've had another training day. So there's the training days, and then there's the week itself where we do go into Dilwinia prison and run a clearly Christian program so that people get to hear about Jesus and have the opportunity to turn to him.
That sounds wonderful. So how can you're wanting us to get involved in some way, not going actually on team, but in another way as a church to be involved. So how, what could we do to help you and support you through in Kairos? Yeah.
There's three different options. So for those who like writing, one thing that we give to the women in this program are handwritten letters. And if you would like to write letters to the prisoners, the guests, that would be a great encouragement for them. They feel like they are nobody and no one cares for them. To actually get a handwritten letter is really, really precious. So one is writing. Another, if you like baking, we've got specific baking rules here. And we'd love real food, so that real food versus prison food. So we would love to be able to give them, as they're going through this program, special homemade baking. Or the third way, for those who like praying, we know we can do nothing without prayer. So the whole time the program is running, we've divided it into half-hour time slots, and if you would commit to praying for half an hour, we'll provide you with really helpful prayer points so that God's Spirit is working through this, and it is totally undergirded by prayer. So either cook, write, or pray, or all three if you like.
And they can come and see you and tell you how if they're willing to do that. Thanks, Fiona. That's awesome. That's fine. Well, while I'm up here, Simon, I'm just going to grab the pulpit while I've had it. Tomorrow night, if you'd like to join with me in prayer between 7 and 8 o'clock, here in the church, we do that on the first Monday of the month. Please join that. But you'll get a text from me during the day just to remind you to say, hey, look, take a moment now in the middle of your day just to bring before God the work that God is doing amongst us here in this place and elsewhere. And so you'll get that little text tomorrow, or you can join me between 7 and 8 tomorrow night. We'll do both those two things. The new Voice for Martyrs magazine, which reminds us about the work of God through our brothers and sisters in places where they're being persecuted, how God is supporting them and encouraging them while they remain faithful under great persecution. Great little magazine to keep us prayerful and mindful of that. I think that's all I need to say.
you'd like prayer after the service, Coral and Dick would be happy to pray for you. Please come to the front of the church. And always a reminder about COVID and morning tea afterwards. And thank you for our regularly supporting financially Abbotsford Anglican Church, online or via the offertory box at the back of the church. Our monthly mission focus donation envelopes are on the end of each pew. Something very important.
Not just for you and me. All right, I've had some chocolates up the front. Must be a special day or something.
I think it might be.
For you and for me as well?
It is.
Awesome. I think we better share them with everybody else.
Oh, do you reckon? Okay.
I'll go on the back and wait for that.
Okay, before we go to morning tea, let's please stand and sing together, O Great God. Sentence of scripture for today. Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Lord Jesus Christ, fill us with your Spirit and send us out with confidence in your word to tell the world of your saving acts and bring glory to your name. Amen. Together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Happy Father's Day, guys. Don't forget your chockies on the way out.